Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a bookshop owner in Louth says the free school book scheme has been a death knell for independent bookshops across Ireland. Academy Bookstore in Drogheda is now closing for good, and the owner largely attributes this to the free school book scheme. Our reporter Una Kelly is here with more on this. You might remind us, Una, first of all, I mean, this is obviously a huge difficulty for bookstores, but you remind us of the scheme and how it operated.
Yes, Cormac. So this came in at primary level in 2023, covering workbooks, copybooks and textbooks, and then it was extended to junior cycle students last September. From September this coming year, it'll then be extended to all students transition year, fifth and sixth year. Basically, it means the parents no longer pay directly for school books for children. Now, I was speaking to Irene Gahan, the owner of Academy Bookstore in Drogheda, which is now closing. She told me that the way that it previously worked was that schools compiled a book list. The parents came to her shop at the start of the summer and put down a deposit, maybe of around €50. Her bookshop then hired students over the summer who would spend time packing all the books. The parents came back at the end of the summer and paid the balance of around €90 in total. Now, Irene Gahan says this business and the associated footfall from it accounted for around 50% of her turnover. She says that now with the scheme, schools have to get three quotes and go with the cheapest. So that's usually a large supplier or publisher. So independent shops like hers can no longer compete. Irene does acknowledge that retail in general is facing lots of different challenges. But for the bookshop, she says this was the final nail in the coffin. So she's decided to close recently, and she describes that as heartbreaking. And I asked her if the scheme hadn't happened, would she still be open? She said she would.
In this initiative, it didn't just have the effect of not having the turnover of school books, because it wasn't necessarily, there was only about a 10% profit margin on school books for small bookshops. The issue was the footfall had dropped. So those parents weren't now coming in with their children during the summer. They weren't putting their book lists in. They weren't buying their school books and their stationery, but also the knock-on effect, children's books weren't being bought either. And that had a knock-on effect across the board.
When you look at your accounts then, do you think you could still be open if you still had people coming to you for school books?
I think it's a combination of footfall, and I think it's a combination of school books. I think the fact that the drop in school books has basically reduced in the footfall across the board, and that's been echoed across all the bookshops I have spoken to.
What does the future hold for shops like yourselves?
Well, I mean, it's too late for me, but I suppose from our area, if you think about it, there's only two independent bookshops left, one in Louth in Roebucks and Dundalk, and Antonia's and Trim. They're the only two independent bookshops left in two counties. I can see it's a debt now, to be honest, for small retail. The larger ones can weather a storm, but the smaller ones are the ones that are struggling.
Why do you think it's important that the smaller ones survive?
I think it's part of a community. I think that they're the people who provide local jobs. They're the people who support the local community. And those smaller ones build, you know, the fabric of Ireland was always built on the basis of small, you know, the butchers, the baker, you know, and this bookshop in a town. They're what makes the fabric of a city. And I think take them out of an environment and you're just left with, you know, the bigger brands, the bigger outlets and the bigger stores. You're losing an identity, you're losing a community within an environment that actually creates it.
That's Irene Gahan there speaking about a loss of community, really, and the consequence of this being felt well beyond Irene's shop, Una.
Yes, I was speaking to Bookselling Ireland about this. They say the 10 independent bookshops closed in Ireland in the last year, although one new one did open in Waterford. And they say that the free school book scheme is a factor in those closures. They say that half of all bookshops in the country were selling school books in some form. But they're also concerned about the wider cultural ecosystem that ripples out from bookshops. They did a survey last year and found that 83% of their members were holding events with local authors, also doing things like supporting arts festivals, having schools events and book clubs. So they're very concerned about the impact shop closures will have on the cultural landscape. Dawn Behan is the chair of Bookselling Ireland.
Obviously, in principle, we all think that it's a great scheme, free school books for parents. It takes a financial burden away from them, and it takes a lot of stress out of their summers trying to organise the books. But the way the scheme has been implemented has adversely affected bookshops' in a massive way. I mean, it's changed the landscape of bookselling.
Did the government, the Department of Education, consult much with booksellers about the scheme?
They did. They've consulted with us from the very beginning, but I think it's very difficult for them to understand exactly how much work is involved. And I suppose a lot of independent bookshops are small family-run businesses. They don't have that manpower or the cash flow to compete. While the department have been in contact with us and have kept us updated, the rules haven't really changed to take into account small businesses like this.
What would you like to see the Department of Education doing now?
In an ideal world, our suggested way of implementing this was a voucher scheme where every parent is issued with a voucher, and then they just go to a bookshop, get their books, and the school is billed for the books. And this would have spread the workload throughout the summer. I mean, it's not going to happen. So I'm not sure how the scheme can be changed now, because I mean, as you've seen, you know, you've heard that Academy Books is closing in Drogheda, and you know, it's going to be too late. It's gone too far, I think, at this stage. So I'm not really sure how we can pull it back. I think all we can do is continue to highlight what bookshops offer to their communities and to their local towns, that isn't offered by anybody else. So we need to remind people that they need to visit their local bookshop. There's a lot going on. We're providing a lot of cultural and social capital to local towns and villages. And if that's gone, that's it. It'll be gone. And it's very difficult to get that kind of commitment and that kind of cultural appetite back.
Yeah, for sure. That's Dawn Behan there. So a hard time for many booksellers. And a listener by text says, our local bookshop closed last year due to the free book scheme. It was a disaster for this shop, and it's a terrible loss to our local town. Such a shame to see this happening across the country. But on the other hand, Una, many parents say that this scheme has been a boost to families.
Yeah, of course. I was speaking to Simon Lewis about this. He's the principal of Carlow Educate Together National School. And he told me the parents have been telling him how much the scheme has really helped them during the cost of living crisis. Now, previously, Simon's school had a relationship with a local bookshop. When the scheme came in, this had to then come to an end, because the school is now able to source books for less money directly from the publisher.
Ultimately, that's a lot of independent bookshops would have relied on that income every year to keep them in business, because, I mean, it's very hard. It does make me, as lovely as the saving is, I'm sure, for parents, there is a negative impact for, you know, small businesses as well as writers, publishers and people like that. And I'm not sure, you know, have we done a disservice that we didn't, you know, the unintended consequences of a disservice to people like that.
From your perspective, do you think anything could change to improve the situation for local bookshops while also keeping to the school budget and also having that the free scheme so the parents aren't out of pocket?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I mean, schools are very, very kind of complex organisations in terms, like, we're all sort of individual private bodies. And when the school book grant is announced, it's up to the schools to go and tender for the cheapest option. You have to go for the cheapest option. So unless the rules were changed, that there was an encouragement that, you know, local independent bookshops will be prioritised by schools. But then again, you know, are you damaging, who are you damaging by doing that? You know, every action has a consequence. And I mean, it's across the board. Never mind school books, school meals, everything else. You know, it's all because of the systematic issues. I mean, and I until we actually deal with those foundational issues around how schools work in Ireland, I can't see a very easy solution, to be honest with you.
That's Simon Lewis, who's principal of Carlow Educate Together National School. So what's the Department of Education saying about all of this, Una?
Well, in a statement, they said that the free book scheme aims to reduce education costs, as they can negatively impact family finances and access to education. The department also says that it has been engaging with bookselling Ireland for the past 2 years and will continue to do that. It also says that schools that receive public funding must follow EU and national procurement rules when purchasing goods and services, and that for school book contracts, schools can seek 3 written quotes from suppliers of their choice.
Okay, it's the law of unintended consequences, I suppose. Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Your text reaction to 51551.